This is Robert Kurtz, Editor-in-Chief of Becker's ASC Review. Today I'm joined by Kim Woodruff, Vice President of Corporate Finance and Compliance for Pinnacle 3, an operator, manager, and developer of ambulatory surgery centers. I'll be asking Ms. Woodruff five questions pertaining to the topic of ASCs and their use of social media. Kim, thank you for taking the time to speak with me to share your expertise with our readers. My first question for you today is, why do you think social media can be an important element to a surgery center's success?
Thanks, Rob. It's a pleasure to talk with you today. As we all know, social media is an easily accessible, widely used series of platforms that distribute a vast amount of information more rapidly than ever before. It's powerful, and well-run ASCs across the country want to harness that energy to create as well as maintain a positive impression of their center. In this information era, healthcare consumers are navigating a confusing system with a vast number of treatment options. Those consumers want to know more before they commit to receiving specialized care, and most of them know how to obtain the facts that are important to them in their individual decision-making process. If a surgery center wants to be perceived as up-to-date and in tune with its healthcare consumer base, establishing and maintaining an effective online presence greatly assists in furthering that goal. Achieving that presence can be established in a variety of ways. Most facilities begin with a company website, then establish links to their interactive web presence through venues such as Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, to name just a few. Adding a social media component to the organization's current web presence can create greater exposure through search engine optimization.
Thank you. Next question. Before an ASC starts to use social media, what does it need to do?
Well, I believe there are two essential requirements that must be met before an ASC launches their social media presence. First, think about the facility's patient demographics, then develop a comprehensive strategy to meet the perceived needs and interests of those patients. Ensure the platform being utilized is incorporated effectively into the ASC's market-driven short-term and long-term strategic plans. Outline the pros and cons of a social media presence. Consider, for example, what type of response does the ASC desire from its intended and perhaps more importantly, untargeted audience versus what actions can and will be taken when a negative reaction is posted? Ask yourself, when negative exposure occurs, because it will, can it be mitigated and will this risk be outweighed by positive posts? Who will be designated to manage that content? Can the person ensure everything posted on the site represents the organization well? Is that person creative enough to post interesting content, but detail-oriented enough to compose information in a user-friendly, professional, and technically correct format? It's interesting to me how sometimes we put information out there and we overlook our mistakes, our spelling errors and our grammar mistakes, and unfortunately that can create an overall impression of how well you attend to the details of someone's surgery, even though they really don't seem related. How often will the content be updated? And finally, is the center committed to consistently maintaining and actively supporting its social media strategy with relevant in-house content and or surrounding community contributions? Second, you need to establish an effective social media policy. Integrate it into your own organization's compliance program and ensure your employees receive comprehensive training on the importance of adhering to the principles outlined therein. Ensure your policy addresses the 10 critical components I outlined in my article, which was published in the July-August 2011 edition of Becker's ASC Review. That article was entitled 10 Critical Social Media Guidelines for Surgery Center Physicians and Staff. Last, but certainly not least, run your plan by legal counsel to ensure it is not too broad and will withstand potential challenges in court.
Thank you. That's terrific. How can an ASC know if it is using social media well or poorly?
Simply put, I think you just need to gauge your fan response. ask yourself, has a buzz been created? Are your patients posting positive comments about your facility online? Do they use your social media presence as a basis for discussion when they come in for an appointment? Are your employees rallying around the cause, or are they mumbling that this idea is just the new program of the month? And do the facility's physicians perceive the platform as a value add? In other words, something they feel comfortable linking to their practice's website and our social media page.
Thank you. Can you discuss some of the benefits that you have seen for ASCs using social media effectively?
ASCs using social media well are adept at establishing relationships and creating meaningful discussions with their clientele. There's kind of a give and take process. They effectively build trust in their organization and convey the notion that their facility is a center of excellence. They accomplish these outcomes by promoting events and physician seminars, demonstrating they're active in their surrounding communities in socially conscious ways, creating a human side to their patient care providers through the use of physician and employee profiles that put faces and interests and values to the names, positions, and qualifications, and underscoring they do what they say they are going to do by backing up their mission and vision with content that supports their stated goals. For example, posting announcements pertaining to awards and or recognition that have been received by the organization, its physicians, and employees, providing information about an addition, remodel, expanded programs, services, new equipment, creating picture collages that demonstrate a real team in action.
Thank you. My final question for you is, what are some critical mistakes ASCs can make when they're using social media?
Well, as our company's compliance officer, I find myself playing the role of devil's advocate more often than not. I tend to think about everything that can go wrong, and I spend lots of time reading about mistakes made by others in an attempt to proactively respond by developing systems and policies for our organization and the clients we serve. I think in the articles that I've published before and probably in this podcast, what you hear are a lot of cautions, and that's because of the compliance role that I play. Common mistakes include, but certainly are not limited to, things like launching your social media platform ahead of the corresponding compliance program, setting people up as friends rather than fans, which blurs the lines between professional and personal, which is a huge consideration for physicians today. Not thinking before posting. Examples are posting information that can be traced back to a specific patient or a specific patient's encounter. You can very easily violate HIPAA privacy rules and regulations. Dispensing medical advice or making specific care recommendations. You want to keep things very general and or put disclaimers on the website and or the platform itself. Not running the embarrassment test before posting. Forgetting to ask yourself beforehand if you would feel comfortable with everyone and anyone in your life reading what you have just posted at any given moment in time. Failing to recognize that internet content, once posted, is difficult to permanently retrieve and render unsearchable. You have to proceed as if what you have posted will always be there for anyone to review. It will create a lasting impression. Not maintaining the commitment to keeping the content fresh and up to date. If you launch your platform and then, you know, you're really good about updating it every month and then you let it lapse for a year, people notice that and they wonder what's going on. And then placing all your marketing outreach efforts into one basket. This is a free social media platform, and it really speaks to a notion that I've just learned about called digital sharecropping, which describes building your business on someone else's land. In other words, anyone can create content on sites like Facebook, but that content effectively belongs to Facebook. Although most ASCs do not run the risk of having their Facebook account deleted because they have violated the terms of service, in this rapidly changing world, you have to think about what things may change. The vendor may significantly alter the way you communicate to your customers with very little notice to you, or begin charging fees, or abruptly stop supporting its platform. It's important to have a buyer beware attitude, even when you're not paying for the service you've come to rely upon, and to have a contingency plan in place should the worst case scenario occur. In conclusion, I'd like to offer one further word of caution. Administrators and physician investors need to take a good, long, hard, really honest look at the true state of the surgery center's internal affairs prior to jumping on the social media bandwagon. If morale is low, or customers are dissatisfied, or physicians are disgruntled, the facility is in ill repair, or the equipment is not up to date, time is better spent addressing these issues first. Failing to do so will likely result in the most critical mistake that can be made, offering a free and easily accessible platform to air the facility's dirty laundry. So address these issues first. Then, once the center is firing positively and consistently on all cylinders, it can proceed with its social media launch.
Thank you, Kim, for your time and insight. You can learn more about Kim and Pinnacle 3 at www.pinnacle3.com. That's www.pinnacleiii.com. And you can contact Kim directly at kwoodruff, W-O-O-D-R-U-F-F, at pinnacle3.com, or by calling 720-287-5361. If you have any feedback on this program or requests for future podcast topics, please email me at rob, R-O-B, at beckersasc.com. It's B-E-C-K-E-R-S-A-S-C.com. And please make sure to regularly visit Becker's ASC Review at www.beckersasc.com for the latest business, legal, and clinical news and guidance for ambulatory surgery centers. Thank you for joining us.